Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The DH, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Hile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dick Davis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Andy Replugel. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Yount reaches second base with a double. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money bunts towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Money for the out. Yount moves to third. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White bunts towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McRae scores. Cowens moves to second. It's Brewers, 1, Royals, 1. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Cowens moves to third. White moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-0 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Money reaches second base with a double. Yount goes all the way around to score. Money moves to third. It's 2-1, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Money scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heil is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. McRae reaches second base with a double. Lockhock moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 1 out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Oda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Potek reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Replugel fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Replugel. Potek scores. White moves to third. It's 3-2, Brewers. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a pop-up towards the mound. Replugel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. That run is unearned. It's Brewers, 3, Royals, 3. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Brett steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Money strikes out. 1 out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heil hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oglavy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis throws the ball into White who tags Oglavy trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Patek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Gantner now playing second base. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Money moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Money moves to third. Cooper moves to second. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Pete Lockhock. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Bill Castro now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cowens bunts towards the mound. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. McRae moves to second. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Potek is walked intentionally. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount throws to second for 1, and Gantner throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Wilson scores. McRae scores. 2 outs. It's 6-3, Royals. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Moore and he is out, Yount applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. John Way then now playing first base. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 4 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. Porter moves to second. It's 7-3, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. There goes Wilson trying to get to home. Heil throws the ball into Yount who relays the ball to Moore, who tags Wilson, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 8-3, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Moore reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Money hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Yount moves to second. It's 8-4, Royals. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.